We're on the Mishnah on the bottom of Nun Zayin Amud Beis. Ein moldedim ela bechelav shel chamishim amah lepachas lo Yosef. When they measure the tchum, so you use 50 amas long cords, ropes. Velo yimdod ela keneged libo, and you measure not on the ground itself, but up in the air, one person's chest to the other one's chest. And there's a shaila why that's the case. Some hold that that it's usher to measure on the ground because the terrain is never exactly straight. You measure in the air, it's straighter. And others hold they weren't matriach you to get on the ground. You could measure on the ground. But lemaisa, they weren't matriach, you could do it in the air too. Hayamodeid vihigia legai o legeder. If you were measuring and you came to a valley or a valley, it's called ditch, yeah, valley. Okay, valley seems to be much more, you know, wide. Yeah, ditch is a good thing. It kind of came to a ditch, so there's two sides and an expanse in between. The gedder, or you came to a wall, right? And the walls over here we'll see are not necessarily walls that are what we understand as a wall, straight up and down. That's only one possibility. But over Rashi said it's talking about a wall that fell down, so it's more like a heap. Mavlio. So there you span it, and we'll see the Gemara is explaining what that means. What's mavlio mean? V'chozel midaso. So you span it, and you go back, and then go back to your measurements. The basic idea is that if you're going to measure it going down, and then into the valley, and then up again, there's a tremendous amount of area, right? But if you just span it, so all you're getting is the space between the two ends of the ditch, and that's much smaller than counting the whole expanse of down and up again. Higia lahar, you came to a mountain, mavlio, same thing, you span it. We'll see, the Gemara is going to discuss how you span these things. Bechozli midasun, you go back to the regular measurement after that. Ubilvad shlo yetze chutz l'tchum, as long as you don't go out of the tchum, in order to measure. And the Gemara will describe how that is. Rashi will see how it is. In Eno Yochel Avliyo Bezu Om Reb Dostoy Bar Yane Mishum Reb Meir Shemati Shemakadrin Baharim. What if you can't span it? And the Gemara will discuss what that means also. Why you can't span it? Then the halach is you do a second kind of measurement that's not exact, and that's called Mekadrin Baharim. And the Gemara will discuss what Mekadrin Baharim means. Okay. Pashas Rashi learns Mekadrin means it's like you put a hole through the mountain, right? And the Ritva says that it means that you make an approximate measurement, not an exact measurement, which we'll get how exactly you do it. It's all different kinds of alternate measurements where it's impossible to do the actual measurement. Rashi. Lo pachas liyos, more than the first time. I'm going to explain the reason why you have to use a chevel of 50 amas. Lo yimdor el keneged libo. You make the measurement by holding the cord in your hand opposite your chest. Kavulo chachamim makom lasum kenegdo rosh hachevel. Shlo yitin ze keneged savaro vze keneged raglav. One shouldn't put it by his neck, the other one by his feet. Right, this way it's straight. Vachevel miskatzer. Because if you put the rope on an angle, it's not going to be the right thing. So they said, each one should put it by his chest. Like we said, the machlokus, whether you can measure it better on the ground is even better. But they weren't matriach, or no, on the ground is not good because the terrain is never equal. Mavliyo, imeno roch of chamishimama, misfasol esfasol, milmala. So Rashi says, what does mavliyo mean? It's talking in a case where the ditch is not wider than 50 amas. Misfasol esfasol milmala. Afal pishyesh b'madron o hiluch yosher me'alpayim. Could be that if you walk down the sides of the ditch and then up again to the other side and you measure all that area, it'll be more than 2,000 amps. That will be end of your tchum will be at the other side of the ditch. But the ditch is really less than 50 amps from top to top. Ein omrim tal lemidas madrona lemidas atchum. We don't say that the whole area of the sides of the ditch, right, count into the tchum. One guy stands on one edge of the ditch, and the other one on the other edge, with the expanse in between them. And they absorb the whole expanse of the ditch with one chevel. In other words, all you're measuring basically is the distance between one side of the ditch and the other, and not the entire sides of the ditch also. Legeder, or you have a chomas avonim shenofla. The reason Rashi says this is because normally a geder would be either a fence or a wall that's straight up and down. We'll see the halach is not the same where it's straight up and down. So here it has to be on a slant, right? It has a slant to it. Anas of galgavoa umeshupa. That's the ikra over here, Rashi, Meshupa. That's what Rashi says talking, because the Zemiri says he's going to be talking about a regular wall, too. The reason Rashi said it's talking about this, because regular walls usually are straight up and down. And this one is on a slant. The reason it's on a slant, because it fell down. And they walk over the wall. The chozal amidasa, b'gmar mefarish, miktani chozal amidasa, mashma, shimhaya rochbo, kenegedo ir, yosem mechamishim. They know yochol avliyo, b'chevel, ובאחד מראשיו שלא כנגד העיר יוכל להבליאו, הולך ומבליאו שם. ומולדת והולך שם מספסו והולה, עד כנגד מקום שקולה בו שם רוחב הגי, כנגד העיר, וחוזר למידוסו כנגד העיר, ומאשרים למידס תחומים. What it means the following. You have this ditch, and you measure opposite the city. So you're out of the city, and that portion of the ditch that's opposite the city is more than 50 amas wide. So you can't be mavliya it with one chevel. You can't have one guy standing on the end of the ditch on this side, and another one at the other end of the ditch, because the rope's not going to be long enough. But the ditch gets narrower as it goes to the side. Right? You're measuring the north tchum of the city. You're going north. But if you go east, you can follow this ditch along, and the ditch gets narrower. So east of the city, right, the ditch is less than 50 amas. So you walk to the east of the city, you're no longer opposite the city, you're somewhere outside to the east of the city, northeast of the city, and there the ditch is 50 amas. You measure the ditch there by being mavliya it, right, and then you continue measuring, right, until you get to opposite the city again. And then you walk back to the west, and continue from that point the rest of the tchum. Okay. Uvavachol yetzechutzot tchum, but there's a condition that you can't go out of the tchum. You can't go eastward more than 2,000 amas outside. In other words, outside the tchum of the city on the east side. Sheim hayu rechavol shel gai kineged ha'ir yetzechutzot tchum, because if the place where the ditch got narrower than 50 amas is past the tchum of the city. Right, the zehalach liyvliyo shelo kineged ha'ir umodid misvaso v'halan lo yimdod ella ad kidei hashlamas atchumim v'tzofa kineged makom shemidaso kala kineged ha'ir b'soch hagai v'yitzayin simone hatchum aval lo yimdod v'yeh lechutz atchum. You can't measure outside the tchum and then come back into the tchum and continue the measurement to the north. Okay, why? Ad keneged makom tachlis vas hagai, she keneged ho'ir, leida kama amos yotza, u keminyan osan amos yazor v'yikonis otoch hagai, v'yitzayin, mishum gzera sharoa oso moldeid, v'hole shom, yomer shemidas ha'tchum imarkan. People see you walking out of the tchum, they'll think that that's the tchum goes to there, because you're measuring and you're standing there. So that you can't do. You can't measure from a place that's outside the tchum, and then keneged the tchum, and then go back into the tchum and continue the measurement. Loshen acher, she lo yetzei chutz l'tchum im haya oroch v'rosh av yotzim chutz l'tchum ha'ir, v'ein yochol lahavliyo b'chevel keneged ha'tchumim, v'tnei rechavo, v'yochol lahavliyo shelo keneged ha'tchumim, lo yetzei lahavliyo shom gzeir shem yom rumidas tchumim shel tzidei ha'ir bo l'kan. This is what I just said before. This is the case. So what's the first case? It sounds like the same thing. First case in Rashi I thought was the same thing, but it's like, it can't be. This is a Loshen acher. Loshen Acher is exactly what I told you, where the ditch is wide what's it called, is long to the side. It goes from east to west. And the part of which is opposite the city, right, which is opposite the northern part of the city, is what's it called, is more than 50 amas. So this is a second Lashon Rashi. You can't walk to the east, get the gay in a place where it's less than 50 amas, and measure it there, and then go back and measure it out past it, and then where it'll, what's it called, intersect with the rest of the measurement to the north of the city. Go back to the west and go back to the opposite of the city. Can't do that because we're afraid that you're, what's it called, people will say that since you were out past the tchum, the eastern tchum of the city, that the tchum goes there because what were you doing measuring there otherwise?
Is he measuring in Shabbos?
What? No, he's measuring during the week. During the week. The first Lashon, if the width of the guy, which was opposite the city, goes out of the tchum, Rashi is saying a different thing. Here, the guy got narrower. So the tchum would have ended in the middle of the guy. In other words, in the middle of the expanse in between the two sides of the ditch. Right? So then, what you have to do is, you go to where it's narrower, and you see where opposite the city this would still be within the tchum, right? And then you make the simonim of the tchum there. No, that's what people will say. So the Maisa, what's it called? Here, you're going northwards. North of the city is the way you're measuring. And the guy is outside of the tchum to the north, the way you're measuring. So you can't, and somewhere in the middle of that guy is where the tchum ends. So you go to a place where you can mavliya it, and then you, what's it called, but you're going outside the tchum that way. And then you'll figure out the what's it called, you're going out of the tchum and figuring out how far out of the tchum you went that to where backwards the tchum is. That you can't do. You can't measure the tchum from outside the tchum. That's the first Lashon of Rashi. Because people will say that since you're measuring there, it's obviously the tchum goes to there. And they'll make a mistake and think that the tchum extends past the guy, which it doesn't. So you can't go out past the guy, measure, look opposite, and see where the how much more you have to go in to finish off the tchum. Those measure more than 2,000 amas on one side, figure out how much that extra is, and then transfer it to the place where the guy is. That you can't do. And according to the other Pshat Rashi is, you're going outside of the tchum to the other side of the city, the east side instead of the north side. Bezu am Rav Dostoy Bar Yanai, bezu lemuute ori miklat ve'egla rufa, de'ein mekadrin bohem k'nefarshim mara. Mara says, what's a bezu? Here, since it's only Durabanan, so they allowed you to make measurements that weren't exact. But in a case where the Torah says you have to measure, like ori miklat, right, we have to measure exactly, or egla rufa, we have to measure the closest city to the person who was killed, there, ein mekadrin, you don't do these estimates. You don't do this piercing. You make an exact measurement, including all the slopes or whatever. Mekadrin nokvin. You pierce the mountain. Roin keilu nokvin osa. It looks like you put a hole through the mountain. Umolded in derech hanekev. Lamata midas madrono. To the Amr Bigmara, Shemoldin also the Chevel Sodalar Amas, Vatachto Meniachas a Chevel Keneged Libo, Voelion Keneged Margalosov, Umismait Madrono shall call Dalar Amas Chatzi Koma Sodom. You don't actually put a hole in the mountain because you can't do that. But where the mountain is somewhat, steep, but somewhat steep, so then the measurement goes, you don't measure the whole slant of the mountain, which comes out much more, but you measure it, one person holds it by his feet, and the other one connected his heart, and you have what you have is the hypotenuse of a triangle at each step along the way. So it makes the you cut out a lot of the expanse of the slant, right? When we get to it, we'll see exactly how it works. But you're not measuring the whole slant on a plane, but more like the hypotenuse of a triangle. Okay, let's go on. Okay, all these things, I don't know why Rashi went to such arichas here, because Gemara discusses each one of these things. So, Menani Mile. Amar of Yehuda Marav, the Amar Kroa, Orech Echotzer Mea Be'ama, Verochot Chamishim Bechamishim. How do you know? Where's there's a hint? Savi is only Asmachta, since the Holy Nivtchum is only Drabbanan. How do you know that you have to measure with a Hevel not more than 50 Amas, not less than 50 Amas? Because it says the length of the Chotzer, of the Mishkan, was 100 Amma, and the width was Chamishim B'Chamishim. So Amra Torah B'Chevel Shal Chamishim Amma Medot. Measure it with a Chevel of 50. It's 50. Its width is 50. How do you know it's 50? Measure it with a Chevel of 50. So Mar says, Haimi Boile Likl Chamishim L'Savi Chamishim. We have before that you're supposed to Chamishim B'Chamishim. You're supposed to make the other 50 around. What's it called? That was the hint to before with the migrashim of the what's it called, the tchumin that you square them out. So when it says im kain le makro chamishim chamishim, my chamishim bichamishim shmas minotarte. Could have said chamishim chamishim, that would mean to square it off. Chamishim bichamishim is use something of 50 amas to measure it. So the bichamishim teaches me that you have to measure it with a chevel of chamishim am. Rashi. No Rashi. Okay. Tana lo pachas lo yosher. Tana lo pachas lo mipnei she marbe. Lo yosher mipnei she mamayit. Shouldn't use a smaller thing because it stretches, and then it's more than the actual amount. So if you use a rope of 30 amas, you can stretch it well, and it'll be 31 amas or 30 plus, and you're going to end up having what's it called a longer tumim than really is. You're going to think it's 30 and it's 31. Or if you use too big of a chevel, you can't pull it taut. So you're going to be measuring what you think is 70, and it's really only 69. The lo yosu neshem amayit. Rashi neshem arbik shachevel kotzer, when the chevel is shorter than 50 amas, yochol amoscho, you can really stretch it and make it taut, umar chamida, and then stretches, so it's more than you think it is. The Torah said, Dafka 50, 50 doesn't stretch, and it's not too slack. It's too long to really pull taut, and therefore it sags a little bit. And therefore the mida gets shorter. Okay, Amr Avasi. You have to use a chevel of afaskima. My afaskima, what is that? Omer Rav Abba, nargila. That is a chevel of nargila. My nargila. Omer Rav Yaakov, dikla dechad nivra. What's it called? It's the vine that grows around the palm tree. And that's the fiber. It's a fiber, and you make a fiber out of that, and you make rope. They make ropes out of it. So that rope is the one you use. Ika diamri. Some learn this a little differently. My afaskima, Rabbi Abba Omer Nagila. Rabbi Abba said that afaskima is Nagila, and Rabbi Yaakov Omer Dikla Dechad Nivra. And this machlokas. And the other one said that it's Dikla Dechad Nivra. The Nagila and Dikla Dechad Nivra is not exactly the same thing. Okay, Rashi. Nivra siv hagodol umizgalgal sovadekel. It's a kind of fiber that grows around the palm tree. Kein vigila shel gifonim. Whatever that is, I'm not sure. Okay, so it's some kind of fiber, and from the fiber they make ropes, and that is the material the rope has to be made from. Tanya Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya ein lecha sheyofel medida yosu mishalshol shel barzel. There's nothing better to measure with than what's it called, chains of iron. Because they don't stretch, right? And if you have the right amount, you can pull it taut. It doesn't sag. Avo ma nasa sharei omra Torah biyodo chevel mida. Right? It says b'feirish chevel mida box. What's it called? That it has to be, what's it called? Something made of fiber, not something made of iron. So some say that what it means is not that you can't use iron. Your body could use iron. But and iron over here, shalshalos, doesn't mean chains. It means rods. Those are the best thing. An iron rod is the best measuring stick. Right? It's constant. But what can you do? You can't be mocked on that. You can even use a chevel, a fiber, because it says when it wears, what's it called? Chevel midah. It says, talks about a chevel. And a chevel is not chains or rods. Chevel is a rope. So you see, it says beferis, you could use a rope for measuring. Right? And others say that it means davka rope. Can't use iron. Whatever reason, the Torah is mocked, but you measure with a fiber thing. I've oksivu v'yad ish kinei midah. I lechor, it says in another place that he used a kinei midah, that's a rod, not a rope. So you see, you can use a rod for measuring. Or it says ahulatari, that's what they measure the sha'arim, the gates. But the regular measurement of the city was with a rope. Rashi. V'yado chevel midah v'mishkin shel Yecheskel. The third Beis Hamikdash, which we saw, well, Yecheskel speaks about, so it says over there, they measured it with a chevel midah. Ayimar says, v'yad ish k'nei midah, v'mishkan shal Yecheskel, same place. It speaks about measuring with a rod. V'detari limdod rochav hashorin. That was only used to measure the width of the gates. But the regular measurements were done with a rope. Tani Rav Yosef, shloshe chavolim hen. Rav Yosef says there are three different ropes that are used for different halachic things. Shel megag, shel netzer, v'shel pishta. Rashi, megag, yunk, balaz. V'fisha eina mekabelas tuma, shu kol maise para b'tahara. Actually, what this is, some kind of fiber from a plant that's not an ochel. So it's not mekabel tuma. So for this, they used for paraduma. They tied the parut with all the other things that they had to burn together with it before they put it on the pyre to burn it. They tied it together with that, so it shouldn't be mekabel tuma. The second kind is netzer. Netzer is willow fibers that they make a rope out of. And pishton is linen. Shel megag lepara. The megag is used for parut, not mekabel tuma. Tishnan, koftua bechevel ha-megag v'nasnua al-gavi marachosa. They tied up all the things, the azov and all the other things you have to burn with it, and they put it on the pyre. Shel netzarim lesota. Netzarim, the willow rope, that was used for a sota, the snan, v'yakha maybe chevel ha-mitzri, v'kosho l'malami dodeho. She used to tie her clothing, put a belt around her, right? So when he, ripped her hair covering off, and he, she shouldn't be exposed completely. The clothing should still be tied on. Rashi, Netzarim, Arava, Klufa. A branch from an Arava, where the bark is taken off. Loshen Acher, Tzurei Dekel, V'husiv. Some say that it's not an arava, it's not a willow branch that you take the fibers, but it's what's it called, the fibers from a palm tree. After Yosef Polygad Rabasi, that what's it called, it argues on what we said before, that you use a faskima. And the shelpisht on the medida, and you use a linen rope for measuring for the tchum. Okay, and we had before that Rav Ashi said that you use a fiber cord. Okay, so that's what Rashi says. Those there's a machlokas, whether it's a fiber cord or a linen cord. Okay, hoya modeid umagia. Okay, you were measuring and you came to a ditch. Midatani chozer lemidaso michlal din eno yachol lahavlio. Holech lemakom shiyachol lahavliyo umavliyo v'tzofa keneged midaso v'chozer. Like we said before, if the place opposite the city is too wide, so you can't be mavliya it with 150 amas. So you're walking now towards the north, northwards, opposite the middle of the city, and at that point the ditch is too wide. So you turn to the east, and you walk along the ditch. Because you get to a place where the ditch isn't that wide anymore. And now it's 50 amos or less. Now you're mavliya it, and you continue on until you look opposite where you were, and you're past the ditch, past the walls of the other side of the walls of the ditch, and then you walk back on a straight line towards the west till you get opposite the city again, and you continue your mida. So the mida that you made on the side, the 50 amos for the ditch, plus then after the walls of the ditch a little bit more, because the ditch is wider over here, so as you get farther out over here, if you walk straight in a line, you're going to hit the ditch, the other wall of the ditch. So you go out a little bit more till you're past the walls of the ditch opposite the city, and then you go back and you figure out how much that is, the 50 plus another 10, let's say. Then you walk again back towards the west, get back to the opposite the city, and now you're 60 amas past where you were, and then you pick up from there and start measuring after the 60 from there. Tanina lohadu tana rabbanim. So this is, the Mishnah is what's it called, refers to what we have in another Mishnah. Hayamodate vihigiya hamida legay. If you were measuring opposite the city, and you came to a ditch, im yachol lahavliyo b'chevel shol chamishim amam avliyo. If the ditch is less than 50 amas wide, so somebody can stand on one side of the ditch, and somebody on the other side of the ditch, with a rope of 50 amas, and it'll span the entire expanse of the ditch, then fine. The imlav, holech l'mokom sh'yachol avliyo, walk to the side, to a place where the ditch is narrower, and then be mavliyo, v'tsofa v'choser l'midoso, and then look opposite the place which is opposite the city, till you get to a place that's farther out than the ditch, and then walk back and continue the measurement from there. Im hoya gei me'ukam, if the ditch was on a curve, so it doesn't go straight. In other words, if you're opposite the city to the north, and the ditch is going from east to west, north of the city. Okay? But if you're going to walk along the ditch to a place that's narrow, right, it's not going to go east to west. It curves over, and now it starts to go north and south. So measuring that side, and that's where the ditch isn't, what's it called, isn't wide. So it's not going to help to measure that part, because that's going, what's it called, east to west, not north to south. You're measuring the north tum, and now you're going to be measuring east to west. It's irrelevant, right? But Rashi is even another reason why it's no good. So then what? Hoya gei me'ukam. So there's no place where you can go and span it, because when you get to a point that's narrow, it's not going the same way as your tum. So that measurement is irrelevant. So then, makder va'ola, makder v'yori. Then you have no choice. You can't span the ditch. You have to measure the slant of the ditch too, but not exactly. You're makder. You measure it in a way that's considered like piercing it. And that, the Gemara will explain how that works. Not now. Higia l'koso. You come to a wall. Ein omrim yikov ha'koso. Right? You don't say over there that you have to, what's called, pierce the wall. If the wall, this is talking about a wall that's very difficult to traverse. It's almost up, straight up and down. So here, what do you do? Ela omdo v'holichlo. You approximate how much the expanse of the wall is, and that's enough. You don't have to, what's it called, to even measure it in a not exact way. You just estimate it. And the Gemara is going to discuss in which cases, where do you estimate, where do you pierce, and where do you span? Right? Three different ways of not making an exact measurement, but they don't apply in all the same cases. Basically, where it's impossible to walk on the sides of the thing, like a wall that's straight up and down, you don't have to worry about the height of the wall at all. There you only have to worry about the thickness of the wall, the width of the wall. But you don't have to, because you're not ever going to walk up the wall or whatever, unless you're Spider-Man or whatever. You can't walk up a wall and walk down a wall. So there, you don't have to worry about getting up or whatever. You just have to worry about the thickness of the wall, the width of the wall. Where it's traversable but not easily, so then you, what's it called, you mavlio. And where it's more easily walked through. People walk over the wall or whatever. There you have to be makif, and you have to measure it. But you measure it, what's it called, not exact. Measure it with the piercing kind of thing. Okay. We'll see. The Gemara is going to speak about it. That's basically the differences. Right, we said that you're mavliya. You're not omate. You don't. What's it called? Just approximate. You have to be mavliya. You have to measure it with a thing of 50 amas. Right, where it's easily traversable, then you have to mavliya it. But where it's not easily traversable, then you're allowed to what's it called to be do it baomid or be makter. Omer of Yehuda, Omer Shmuel, Oshana El Shein Chut Hameshkolis Yorid Kenegdo. Aval Chut Hameshkolis Yorid Kenegdo, Modudo Medide Yoto. What's it called? That's only where it mamish goes up straight up. Now let's see the Rashi, we'll see what's it called. The Rashi explains it all. Imhoya Gei Meukam. If the only place where the ditch becomes narrow enough to be Mavliya is curved around, so you're not going to be able to make the measurement there, because that measurement now is going to be going in a different direction. Right? If the slant of the gay was, you could walk on it. It's not straight up and down. It's a very, shallow, I guess, okay, shallow slant. Mekadar va'ola kipirashti. Then you can't just span it. You have to measure it, but you don't measure it exactly. You measure it with piercing. Kipirashti, tachton keneged libo, where the one guy holds it by his heart, the other guy by his feet, and you end up doing it with like the hypotenuse of triangles all the way up. Kashamati, the koshali bo the kamon. I should have a kash on that. If that's what it means, gei mu'uka means a shallow ditch, then I have questions later on what that means, if that's a pshat. Ubitosef dohachi garsina. Bimhoya gei mu'ukam. The eno yochol havlio. It's impossible to mavliya because it's wide, opposite the city, it's always too wide. And where it gets less wide is a different direction. Vachi kamer. Mhoya gei mis'aki v'holeh. V'sove v'so'ir. It changes direction. Goes around the city. When you're measuring westward, there's no place of this ditch that's less than 50 amas wide. Right? Beruch Maravis. Achu Misakim Litzafa. But then it turns towards the north. There, it's not going to help to span it on the direction of the north because that's not the direction you're going. So then it's impossible. There's no place that this... Basically what's saying is if there's no place the ditch is less than 50 amas, then you have to come on to another halacha, and that's makadar. You can't span it, so then pierce it. B'denicha tashmishte, noach lehiluch tzas. It's somewhat easy to walk down the slant. Kigo mislakit asora mitoch arba. What's called somewhat easy? Where within 10 amas, it raises 4 amas. So that slant, that's a ramp that's not too steep. That's it. It's not too steep to walk on. So it's not easy to walk there, but it's not hard. Hasam tani mavliyo. That's where you say mavliyo. Then you span it. Im yochol, vim lav mekadra. If you can't span it, it's more than 50 amas, then you have to measure it. Hacha bekosel zakuf yoser. But over here, the wall is straighter up. It's, what's it called? So here, if you can't walk it's too steep to walk on the wall itself. Nobody walks on the, it's either straight up and down. We'll see, then you don't have to worry about anything. Then you just approximate. But if it's not straight up and down, but it's very steep, people don't normally walk on that, incline, okay, the incline of the wall. So then you don't, what's it called, then you don't have to makader, then you just approximate. Kivin lo chazi lehiluch en gova shipua olu lamida satchum. Lo shonu de makader ela denicha tashmishte. Shemu ukum kol kach she en chuta mishkolis yorid kenegdo. It is what's it called, it's so shallow, the incline, that if you put down a plumb line, it doesn't go straight down. It goes to the side. That means this thing goes on an incline. So you put down a plumb line, you're going to end up not going down where you are. It's going to hit the wall somewhere down over there. So if you drop a plumb line at the edge of the wall, the hiyo redis laomko, and it goes down, minakefis bishipua, it's going to hit the incline of the wall. Uma'akfa, and the Gemara is going to discuss how much is considered straight down, is within arba amos. If the plumb line, when it goes down, is within 4 amos of where you're standing, then that's not too steep. But if it's more than 4 amas away, right, from where you're standing, in other words, the thing is has a very steep incline, then you don't have to, what's it called, measure it. The incline stops it from going down more, right, and it hits the sides of the wall. Ela marchiko milamata, goes farther out. Kenegdo mash mechuvin lekamen meforish. Kenegdo means it goes straight down. For the ad dal amas kori le yori kenegdo till 4 amas. Anything within 4 amas is considered straight down, and out of 4 amas already is considered not kenegdo. Kori le yori kenegdo shiarchi kashipua samashkolas the karki iso dal amas mikenegdo mikeneged svaso helyona. You have a picture here of the plumb line, but he doesn't have a picture where it would go different. Here, in other words, if the wall goes out, but not that much, so when you put the plumb line down, it's 4 amas, what's it called, away, less than 4 amas away from where you're standing, then that's okay. But if it goes farther out than that, so the incline is shallower, then there's a different halach. Aval. It's either straight up and down, or it's a very steep incline. Where it doesn't go on an incline more than 4 amas at the bottom from what you are at the top. So it's almost straight up and down. Then you don't count the incline at all, because there's no incline. Nobody walks up walls. Right, they kider elanichnas atocho mode karki iso medida yofek karka chaloka. You measure only the place in between the walls, and not the wall itself. The yotze l'svaso mashu midas v'holich. You forget about the incline completely, and you only measure the width of the wall.